minutes and jump back in. And I got a lot of stuff squared away. I didn't know there was a women's clinic that came every other Wednesday to the island. Who knew? I didn't. Anyway, there's lots more to be known about the health opportunities, the healthcare opportunities here on the island, and that is a great way annually for them to share that information with us. So do not miss these events, folks. They are for you. There was the mariachi band, which I got a little clipping of. Let's see if they'll play for us. It's really short. And they just were everywhere, these guys in these beautiful suits with the shiny stuff on the legs. And I know there's a particular word for that, but I can't think of what it is. Conchos? I don't know. Somebody knows it. Call me. 310-510-7469. Tell me what those things are going up the leg on the mariachi guys. Here's what they sounded like. In contrast, we also had some, I think, high school kids from Seattle who were singing their choir music, which is very different sounding. Wouldn't you say? Okay, that one started going off on some solo. It was just me walking downtown and picking up little sound bites as I went. Where else but in Avalon can you get so much variety of entertainment? They just want to come here and play. I think that's great. I wish there was some place on our website where we could have all the performers, you know, like take videotapes of all the performances that happen here so that people can check in and see the huge variety of musicians and performers that come through here. That would be so cool. Maybe in another lifetime. Okay, we have more music for you. Oh, I want to tell you that there's a Siamese cat missing. It's very sad. And there's posters up everywhere, and actually they put something in the paper about the Siamese cat. And there's a reward, small white and gray female Siamese, spelled wrong. Nice catch, guys. 5 to 6 pounds. Cute little cat. I hope it's found. Doesn't say how to get in touch with the person either, but on the posters on all over town, I think there is something. We love our critters here. We do. Okay, let me give you some music. How about Material Girl from Madonna? That's different. I'm going to be a Material Girl tomorrow when I go shopping over town. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy stuff at Target.
Some boys can't.
That would be Madonna, Material Girl, and I don't care what you say. All those women who are singing now, like Katie, what's her face, and Beyonce, and whoever, Lady Gaga, they are all spinoffs on Madonna. She did it first. And, you know, they can make fun of her, but she was a groundbreaker for sure. Anyhow, we got Norah Jones with Turn Me On. Oh, the birds are on spring break. You know, the gulls and stuff haven't been harassing us as much, and people are like, where are the seagulls? Why aren't they here? You know why? They're over on the other Catalina Islands, on the other, you know, Anacapa and San Clemente and those places where there are fewer people, and they are hatching out more. They're making more. So look forward to a Alfred Hitchcock summer, kids. Oops, somebody's emailing me. Maybe it's a request for a song. Here, listen to Turn Me On, Norah Jones.
Like a flower waiting to bloom, like a light bulb in a dark room, I'm just sitting waiting for you to come on home and turn me on. Like the desert waiting for the rain, like a school kid waiting for the spring, I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on. My poor heart, it's been so dark since you some fresh ice cubes. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn.
That was Norah Jones, Turn Me On. And I want to give a little shout out to our new Avocado Cafe. They're down there on Sumner. I knew that. That's my office road. I should know that. Sumner, which is right smack downtown. They've got avocado everything, and I got to try their Dole soft serve Dole Whip, which is very sweet and cool and tasty. So go check them out. They're on Sumner. And they open Memorial Day weekend, I believe. And thank you for listening. And we will call us. Call us here, guys. 310-510-7469. Tell me what you want to hear. I'll play it. I will. Right now I'm going to give you some Sheryl Crow.
If it makes you happy. We'll be right back.
If it makes you happy, and happy, I meant happy, and you are listening to KISL Avalon's own radio station at 88.7 FM, and this is Lifelines with your host, Seashell, aka The Liveaboard, and it is my birthday tomorrow, so I'm having a very self-indulgent little happy birthday to myself, and I found this song, Kermit Ruffins.
Happy birthday to you. to you. Happy birthday, happy Earth Day, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. How old are you? How old are you? Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You look like a monkey and you smell like one too.
That's so cute. It's Kermit Ruffin's Rebirth Brass Band. Yeah. Cute little giggles. Okay, we're going to play the Andrews Sisters' More Beaver.
Of beer. The people know that there will be good cheer. We chatter and smile and drink a while, cause we are friendly folks. We talk a lot and laugh a lot and tell each other jokes. Then we shout, more beer, and we bang our glasses down. There's no doubt, more beer, and our troubles all will drown. And we never fear, cause lots of beer in town. Raise your glasses and shout loud and clear, more beer. What do we do on Monday night? We get lots of sleep. And what do we do on Tuesday night? We get lots of sleep. On Wednesday night, we sleep some more. Thursday nap from 2 to 4. Friday night, we all get ready to wait for Saturday night. Then we shout more beer and we bang our glasses down. There's no doubt, more beer and our troubles all will drown. And we never fear, cause there's lots of beer in town. Raise your glasses and shout loud and clear, more beer.
Sisters, that might as well be Avalon's theme song. Actually, you know, if you haven't been down to the Cafe Metropole, there are some very cool beers down there, and I'm not a avid beer drinker, not like some people. I don't have my same old beer that I like, but there are some cool, like raspberry flavored is my best top pick, but there's strawberry, apricot, cherry, just it's beer, but it has this after flavor of fruit. It's very nice. Can drink a lot of it. It's careful. And also some interesting Mexican beers. Anyway, there's some interesting beverages down there. I say that because I get to stock them, so I'm rather proud of them. Let us give you some Judy Garland. You made me love you.
Dear Mr. Gable, I am writing this to you. And I hope that you will read it so you'll know. My heart beats like a hammer, and I stutter and I stammer every time I see you at the picture show. I guess I'm just another fan of yours, and I thought I'd write and tell you so. You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, sir, you made me feel so sad. You made me sigh, 'cause I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I think you're grand. That's true, yes I do, deed I do, you know I do. I must tell you what I'm feeling. The very mention of your name sends my heart reeling. You know you made me love you. Oh gee, Mr. Gable, I don't want to bother you. Guess you got a lot of girls that tell you the same thing. And if you don't want to read this letter, well, you don't have to. But I just had to tell you about the time I saw you, and it happened one night. That was the first time I ever saw you. And I knew right then you were the nicest fella in the movies. I guess it was because you acted so, was so natural-like. Not like a real actor at all, but just like any fella you'd meet at school or at a party. And then one time I saw you in a picture with Joan Crawford. I had to cry a little, because you loved her so much, and you couldn't handle it. Well, not till the end of the picture, anyway. And then one time I saw you in person. You were going to the Coconut Grove one night, and I was standing there when you got out of your car, and you almost knocked me down. Oh, but it wasn't your fault. I was in the way. But you looked at me, and you smiled. Yeah, you smiled right at me as if you meant it. And I cried all the way home just because you smiled at me for being in your way. Oh, I'll never forget it, Mr. Gable. Honest Injun, you're my favorite actor. I don't care what happens, let the whole world stop. As far as I'm concerned, you'll always be the top. 'Cause you know you made me love you.
Wow, I'm going to have to check that out. If the original standard came from that or sprang from that. Or, yeah, that's what I mean. Anyhow, that was You Made Me Love You, and a love song to Clark Gable by Judy Garland. And now we've got Young at Heart. Because, you know, on your birthday, you're not supposed to be happy about it after a certain age. And shall we say, I'm of a certain age. And you're not supposed to be happy about it. But I feel quite frisky about being a little bit older. It means I've survived just another year. It's a good thing. Young at Heart, Bananarama.
It was
that's young at heart, Bananarama, and you are listening to KISL Avalon, Avalon's own radio station at 88.7 FM, broadcasting live from Media Park, right here on Catalina Island. Very nice. And I've got up for you, I Want a Little Doggy, Lena Horne. Lena Horne, who played Glinda the Good Witch in the Black remake of The Wiz, so somehow going from Judy Garland, Dorothy, to Lena Horne, the Good Witch, seems appropriate. Or at least a slender thread of relevancy. That abruptly stopped. That was Lena Horne, I Want a Little Doggy. I wonder if that was a remake, because that was awfully hip for Lena Horne. Anyway, I couldn't resist being on the dog theme. You know, I have a dog, Austin, and I do tell my doggy everything. But I do like this song, and it's by a ukulele player who, I wonder if Ukulele Ike ever met Ukulele Taimani Gardner. So, my dog loves your dog.
Pardon me, but if I may, I would like to speak to you. Maybe you have noticed too, our dogs have learned to care. You can see it in their eyes. You can hear it in their sighs. Winchell mentioned it today. They are very much that way. My dog loves your dog, and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? My dog's a he dog, and your dog's a she dog. I wish you loved me the way that he loves she. Don't they look sweet every time they meet beneath their favorite tree? My big Airedale wags his little tail to tell your terrier he's crazy to marry her. My dog loves your dog, and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? Your dog loves my dog, and my dog loves your dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? All night he's whining, because he keeps pining to be with her the way I'd like to be with you. I take him out and he runs about to see if she is in sight. By his nose he knows every place she goes. He calls to her, bow, wow, wow, I love you and how, wow, wow. My dog loves your dog and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? Your dog, my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? Look how she pets him, and look how she lets him play around the way I'd like to play with you. Chows and Pekingese, who have pedigrees, are crazy over my hound. But your little mutt simply got him nuts, and he'd gladly give her his last piece of liver. 'Cause my dog loves your dog, your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we?
That was Cliff Ukulele Ike Edwards doing My Dog Loves Your Dog. Who names his dog Winchell? Here, Winchell. Here, Winchell. Winnie, 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 Winchell. I found the origin of the You Made Me Love You song. Of course, it didn't start with that her song. It was published in 1913. The original artist was Al Jolson. So there you go. 1913, then Judy Garland re-recorded it in the 30s. As the B-side in 1939, opposite Garland's recording of Over the Rainbow for Wizard of Oz, actually. So there you have it. Okay, back to Spotify. Yahoo! We have Just You and I, Leon Redbone. Leon Redbone.
Gypsies, that's all we are, following some bright star. Happiness seems just in our dreams. We'll prove how right we are. Just you and I, neath an open sky, among the birds and trees and flowers. Each night we'll roam away from home to live again these happy hours. Through fields of clover we'll gypsy over, each hill and dale dear, till the lights we'll see light us right back to our love. The home built for just you and I. of clover will gypsy over each hill and dale, dear, till the lights we'll see, they'll guide us right back to our love nest, our home built for just you and I.
That would be Leon Redbone, and this is Raheely Jones, Chucky's In Love. Jones, Chuck E's In Love, to Sean Colvin, Object of My Affection.
Jump into the night, gas up and down, shift, cruise up the coast on the FM drift. It's a crazy world. On the head of a pin. And blood. Come to me. not a dream or make believe. You're the object of my affection. Come to me. Oh yeah, we lined up our girls who died in vain. We could walk on their heads to hell and back again. I bought a cathartic book and antidepressants. And you're the object of my affliction, not a phantom fantasy. Yeah. You're the object of my affection.
Sean Colvin, you are the object of my affection, and you are listening to Lifelines on KISL Avalon 88.7 FM, and this is the show that usually talks about living on board a boat and living in Avalon. And I said a lot about living in Avalon, but not much about the boat stuff today. I did mention that I tried cleaning the bottom of my boat, which meant swimming about in the water and using a sort of plastic spatula type thing to scrape the bottom of the boat, in doing which I managed to scrape my hand up pretty good. And then I saw Rambo, who is a boat cleaner and at the lifeguard duty station, and he's also a birthday boy. Actually, it was a couple days ago, so he's a Gemini too, and he of course pointed out the obvious, that I should wear something on my hands when I do that so I don't scratch them up. Thank you, Rambo. Didn't think of that. Yes, we all have to have our little tasks done. Last time he cleaned it, and I was glad for it because it had gotten a little too ugly. It's like any kind of maintenance. It's like cleaning your teeth, you know. You don't want to let it go too long. Anyhow, we got Paul Simon, Train in the Distance here.
Southern skies the night he met her. She was married to someone. He was doggedly determined that he would get her. He was old, he was young. From time to time he'd tip his heart, but each time she withdrew. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance, everybody thinks it's true. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Well, eventually the boy and the girl get married. Sure enough, they have a son. And though they both were occupied with the child she carried, disagreements had begun. And in a while it just fell apart. It wasn't hard to do. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Two disappointed believers, two people playing the game. Negotiations and love songs are often mistaken for one and the same. And now the man and the woman, they remain in contact. Let us say it's for the child. With disagreements about the meaning of a marriage contract, conversations hard and wild. But from time to time, he just makes her laugh. She cooks a meal or two. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. What is the point of this story? What information pertains? The thought that life could be better is woven indelibly into our hearts and our brains.
Simon, train in the distance. Train in the distance. Now a big white truck is pulled up and it's going to carry away the remains.
This is Ann Marshall and you are listening to KISL 88.7 FM broadcasting from Avalon, California.
Why, thank you, Mayor Marshall. Ah, that was a station ID from Mayor Marshall. Taking away the tree in a truck.
Our love was meant to be the kind of love to last forever, and I want you here with me from tonight until the end of time. You should know. Baby, you're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration.
was, of course, Chicago, You're the Inspiration. We're going to round this out with a bit of silliness. We've got They Might Be Giants, Istanbul. Names. What's in a name? Right?
Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, now Constantinople, so if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way. So take me back to Constantinople, no you can't go back to Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul,
Istanbul.
Istanbul. Istanbul, even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way. Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Now Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.